Building your home. Hello, it's Christina Khater. Allow me to welcome you all to the Christie's Talk, a motivational podcast series powered by Christie's Lab. In this episode, I will talk about building your home, regardless of your past, how homeless you were, or how many people you begged to love you. Building your home begins here and now. The mistake most of us make is that we build our homes and other people in the hope and faith that they will count us worthy enough of being welcomed inside and within. More often, we feel so abandoned, broken, vulnerable, and empty when people leave, because we have invested so much of ourselves in them. In this episode, you will learn about the power of taking ownership over building your home, your space, your comfort zone only within yourself. Many of us work so hard to derive their worth from external sources of validation, such as positions, titles, acquaintances, degrees, and most importantly, love. So here comes the central question. What is love? To love something is to take it as part of yourself. It is an experience more than it could ever be a concept. Love is inclusive. Love is dynamic. Love is all about acceptance, tolerance, and forgiveness. Love is simply energetic. When you love something, you energetically pull it towards you and include it as you. The opposite vibration of love is fear. To fear is to separate something from you. Fear is simply exclusive. It's the energetic moment towards individualization. When you fear something, you push it away and exclude it from you. On the contrary, love allows you to feel the experience of oneness. So now, let us go back to the roots of the story. Thinking of this love, how does it make you feel? Secure, complete, vulnerable, neglected, appreciated, respected, loved, abandoned, wanted, embraced. So here comes the question. Is love enough? Is it all that we need or want? Is it a choice? Love is undoubtedly an important foundation. It can create a deep emotional bond, foster understanding, and bring joy and fulfillment to individuals. However, successful relationships typically require more than just love to thrive. Other factors, such as effective communication, mutual respect, shared values, trust, compatibility, and compromise, play crucial roles in building and sustaining healthy relationships. In order to help our relationships thrive and flourish, we need to understand that people show patterns of attachment and love to their partners similar to the patterns of attachment of children to their parents. And the moment we understand this neuropsychological pattern, we will be more likely able to grow relationships that will guide us build the homes we always wanted. And here is where you can say, home is where they love you. To be able to grow your own home, you need to understand your own attachment system. Generally speaking, adult attachment systems designate three attachment styles or manners in which people perceive and respond to intimate love. Basically, secure people feel comfortable with intimacy and are usually warm and loving. Anxious people, such as myself, always tend to crave intimacy and are more likely always preoccupied with their relationships, and they tend to worry about their partner's ability to love them back. Avoidant people equate intimacy with a loss of independence and constantly try to minimize closeness. People with each of these attachment styles differ in many ways. Their view of intimacy and togetherness, the way they deal with conflict, their ability to communicate their wishes and needs, the expectations from the partner and the relationship. Attachment systems teach us that we are only as needy as our own unmet needs. When emotional needs are met, and the earlier the better, they usually turn their attention outward, which is the dependency paradox. the more effectively people are dependent on each other, the more independent and daring they become. People more often tend to fail building their own home and their relationship as they do not know how to best use their emotional bond to their advantage in the race. Numerous studies have shown that once we become attached to someone, the two of us form one psychological unit. Our partner regulates our blood pressure, our heart rate, our breathing, and the levels of hormones in our blood, in addition to our physical and emotional well-being. We no longer become separate entities. Dependency becomes a fact and not a choice or a preference. And now comes the self-empowerment talk. Knowing your worth and separating yourself from a partner who does not provide warmth and a sense of security is important for several reasons. One, self-esteem and self-worth. When you know your own worth, you have a stronger sense of self-esteem and self-respect. It means recognizing your own value, both as an individual and as a partner in a relationship. Staying with someone who doesn't provide the warmth and security you desire can erode your self-esteem over time. And you become questioning your potential, your value, and what impact you can bring into the table professionally and personally. Two, emotional well-being. A healthy and fulfilling relationship should contribute positively to your emotional well-being. It should be a source of happiness, support, and comfort. If your partner consistently fails to provide warmth and security, it can lead to emotional distress, anxiety, and unhappiness. Separating from such a partner can help you prioritize your emotional well-being. It's so hard, but it's essential. Third, growth and personal development. Being with someone who doesn't give you the warmth and security you need can hold you back from personal growth. It can prevent you from exploring your own interests, pursuing your goals, and becoming the best version of yourself. Separating from such a partner allows you the freedom to focus on your personal development and find someone who aligns better with your needs and aspirations. Fourth, relationship dynamics. Healthy relationships are built on mutual respect, trust, and emotional support. If your partner consistently fails to provide warmth and security, it may indicate a fundamental mismatch in values and relationship dynamics. By separating, you create space to find a partner who can meet your emotional needs and create a healthier, more fulfilling relationship. Fifth, if you're a leader and you want to imprint a positive impact on others, role modeling is an important variable. Staying in a relationship that doesn't provide warmth and security can send a message to others, including friends, family, and potential children, that it is acceptable to settle for less than what they deserve. By valuing yourself and setting boundaries, you serve as a positive role model and show others the importance of self-respect and healthy relationship standards. Simply, building your home starts from knowing yourself and valuing your strengths. And only then you can build home in others. Our talk today comes to an end. Thank you for your passionate listening, and let us stay connected by subscribing to our podcast at www.christieslab.com.